Angela Beth Baker, 41.
What kind of student were you in high school? Were you a jock? Were you a nerd? Were you a straight A student?
I was a 3-point student because I was involved in so much leadership and extracurricular activities. And so the deal with my parents was that I could have my car if I kept a 3-point average. And I think I barely made a 3-point
Just like the
because
bare minimum to keep the
bare
car.
minimum, because that was not where my interests lied. They were with, leadership and P club and softball and dance and theater and all those fun things.
Not Scholastics.
Not collected, no.
What was the most trouble you got into as a kid?
The most trouble as a kid.
We're defining kid as under 18.
Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble. I was mouthy for sure. I'm sure I know that Dad already talked about the sex club when I was a kid, and so that was, I don't think, a lot of trouble. I know I remember I got talked to by my parents and the principal, but and it was very minor for a second, third grader. I can't think of anything that I got in super big trouble for. I did go to a friend's house when her parents were not home, and she had told her parents that she was coming to my house, and we did that whole thing that teenagers sometimes do.
Well, you're getting sold out because I'm your husband. What about the time you took alcohol to school?
I did take a, like cherry brandy to school in a soda bottle and got busted for that because another kid, drank one drink of it and decided he was drunk and started acting a fool in the
Yeah.
classroom and told him it was me. But because my parents were teachers, it didn't get out very far and they just came and got me and got that. And I don't think there was any alcohol in the house after that. It was probably seventh grade. There wasn't any alcohol in the house after that until,
Is that when your
gosh.
parents poured all the alcohol out?
Yeah.
So that event like triggered them to like just get all the alcohol out of the house?
Yeah. And I don't even think Dad had beers in the house until my senior year.
I mean, even today, neither one of your parents really drank.
Not a whole lot,
Not
no.
really.
Dad started putting like Corona in the.
Not like my parents.
This is true.
But plus, both your parents were teachers in the community, so everything got back to them, right?
Immediately. Yeah, there was no doing. I remember I kissed a boy at the top of our street, and by the time I got home, like I kissed him and started walking home, my parents already had a phone call that I had kissed him at the top of the street.
Terrible.
Small town. I'm glad for them now.
Was your favorite memory of your parents as a kid? Like, do you have a favorite tradition that you did, or a favorite meal, or something you guys always did together?
Goodness. Yeah, I probably just like everybody else, holidays were always really fun. I mean, the old Christmases were wonderful, whether we had them at home or with the Christensen family or the Reich family. I don't think we had a whole lot of traditions other than holidays. A jeeping, I guess, would be a really big one. That's really super fun. So there are several campgrounds that we'd go to every July with the Jolly Jeepers for their Back to Basics tour, and the other families and the other kids were always fun to hang out with.
What was your favorite family vacation?
We did not take very many vacations because we were always off on the Jeep trails. And so my favorite that I remember was probably when we went to Lake Tahoe, and that was a Jeep thing again. But we drove down and we stayed in a campground, and Dad and I went on an overnight Jeep trail, which was super fun. I got completely dehydrated and sunstroked, and they threw me in a lake that was all glacier water. I mean, it took two men to pick me up and throw me in because I didn't want to go, but I was declining fast. And then we tried to sleep out under the stars, and we kept getting bit by mosquitoes, so we were, had to pull our sleeping bags over our heads. And but that was it was a lot of fun.
Did your mom go on the Jeep stuff?
And she didn't go like out jeeping until we were probably teenagers. She did go on the Back to Basics and stay in the camp. We had like a camper, I
So
don't know
she
what
would
you
go
call it,
camping
fifth
and do
wheel.
camping stuff? Because even when we first started dating, her health was on the decline, and she wasn't as active as she was.
No, her health started declining about when I was a junior in high school, sophomore or junior in high school. And so before that, she always came to at least one of the Jeep rallies, and she came and camped us with Lake Tahoe as well.
What was your first job after high school? What was your first real, like, non-fast food job?
My first real job was for a company called 20 Below Clothing, and I started there as a sales associate at Clackamas Town Center. Every piece of clothing was under $20. That was their gimmick to get you in, and I moved around with that company and quickly made my way up to kind of a district manager role and would drive down to Eugene and stay there for 2 weeks and then come back and go back down for 2 weeks. But it's such a small company, they really didn't have a paid district manager position. I just kind of went down and made sure that the stores were functioning and fired people. And
you were firing people at 19?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Wow. We were dating at that time, weren't we? Or was that right before?
That was right before.
Because you were working at what?
I was working at the Columbia Empire Farm store. I can't remember what that was called. Oh, Your Northwest. It was called Your Northwest when we met.
You had that gorgeous outfit that they made you wear. It was
the
hideous.
Khakis, yeah. And you had to wear, it was so strange. You had to wear Doc Martens. You had to wear Eddie Bauer socks in tan, khakis from Eddie Bauer, and a purple Your Northwest polo tucked in with a leather Eddie Bauer belt.
Did they pay for any of that?
Yeah, they paid for half of it.
I mean, that's a lot of money for like a 21-year-old.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. I think they shortly got away from that.
Yeah. So your dad has five brothers and sisters. You have one sister. Did that influence your decision to want to have a big family or a small family?
No. I didn't know what I wanted. I never had any like plans of what I wanted. I just wanted to have the American dream, you know, just get married, have kids, have a good career, you know, have a nice house, have a great, you know, a loving family. That's all that I ever cared about.
I think we did have a discussion that we definitely didn't want to have one kid.
Yeah.
We wanted to have more than one.
Yeah.
And then what I remember is, correct me if I'm wrong, because I was really sick. I was having a lot of stomach issues shortly after Gabe, but when Gabe was about two and we were thinking about having a second one. And I briefly discussed, like, maybe we shouldn't have a second one. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that. I remember it always was that we were going to have at least two. Probably two at the most, but we needed that second one.
I remember definitely wanting to have two, but being really sick and wondering if maybe it wasn't a good idea.
I don't know if you shared that with me or not. You toughed it out crazy during all of that. I mean, you were pretty much dying, and I would have never known. You were still trying to do everything that you could.
I do remember asking you, because I was so sick, I said, does this change our decision to want to have more kids? Because the surgeon said that it's, in essence, it's a possibility that it's genetic and you could pass it on to your kids.
Yeah.
And you, I'll never forget it, because you said, because it only occurs, like when the surgeon told me that you either get it when you're in your early 20s or in your 50s. Mm-hmm. And you said at the, you know, whatever, in 20 years, by the time it would be viable for our kids, they'll just have some pill and they'll cure it. And like, it's not a big deal. So.
Yay, modern medicine.
So fast forward, 18 months and Roland was born.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're starting to feel better. And we decided, now's the time. And then you kind of took a downfall again. And you're like, let's get this taken care of before this baby comes, because this is not okay.
Yeah. I think we would have had kids. We would have had Roland sooner if I hadn't been sick. Because there's, you know, 3.5 years between them.
Yeah, we definitely waited because you were not feeling well.
Let's see. Who's your parents' favorite child?
Me, probably. I was just involved in so much and part of the community, and I think that they appreciated that, and that made them a part of the community as well. And I think and Amanda was kind of a loner and, doing her own thing and being shy, and so
okay,
but she's still fantastic.
Amanda agrees with you.
Does she? She thinks I'm a snob.
She said that you're the de facto matriarch now that your mom is dead. So
yeah, that happens. Although this last trip, I mean, she did everything. I didn't do anything on this trip, so she pretty much amazed me at her skills.
Where did you meet your significant other?
My significant other was best friends with a guy I was dating, and we broke up, and we had been talking while I was dating online. And I said, well, we should meet up. And you said, no way, I'm not dating my best friend's ex-girlfriend. And so I drove my car around your workplace until you walked out one night, and I stopped my car and I said, hey, at least go to Sherry's with me.
At like 10 o'clock at night, like it's pitch black.
Stalker, like a complete creepy stalker.
And person. Didn't tell me you were coming, so I'm just like walking to my car in the pitch black and like some random...
I mean, I think, because I remember breaking into the computer system at Your Northwest, because we had a computer system that you could order stuff off of, but you could also get into like your email or ICQ back then.
Oh, really?
And so I remember breaking into it and talking to you about it. Like, I don't think it was a complete surprise. You were like, no way. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Or, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But so I don't think you knew if I was really going to do that. But I did. And it was worth it because you are the love of my life.
I forget. Why did you break up with Derek again?
He was super religious and he was a Protestant religion and I am Catholic and he decided that that would not be okay for us.
Any other reason?
No, that's pretty much it.
You don't want to.
I'm not going to out Derek on a podcast.
Let's see.
I'm glad you guys are still best friends though.
Yes. I was talking to him today, in fact. Well, now there's going to be a hole in the pocket. I'll tell the story because he's my friend. You and he went to the Clackamas County Fair. You're walking around the fair, right?
Okay.
And you went to the same high school. He was older than you.
Right. He's like 4 years older, 3 years older.
And you were like in reminiscing about high school. Do you remember so-and-so from high school?
We were doing this at Red Robin, though, on our very first date.
So this is the first date?
This is the very first date we went and met at Red Robin.
And you're reminiscing. He was like, oh, do you remember so-and-so from high school? Do you remember so-and-so? And he said, you know, do you remember John Smith? And you said, oh, yeah, I had a huge crush on him. And he said, oh, me too.
Yeah.
Which I would hope is a huge red flag.
But I was like, well, he's never really had a girlfriend before. So, you know, maybe he's confused.
It was pity?
I was just a nice person, and he was an interesting person to hang out with, so...
But he got a second date after that?
He did. He did. Wow. Yeah. He was very confused. He did not know what or where he was in life.
All right. Well, his loss.
It is. I'm glad he's married and has kids now, and...
That's true. We went to his wedding.
Yep.
What was your college experience like?
It was not great. I'm not academic at all, and I had a boyfriend in college that was distracting, and so I barely got through my classes. And then I met you halfway through my college career after we broke up, and and then I finished off about, I don't know how many years later. I had a full-time job at college.
Well, you got to talk about where you went.
Yeah, so I went to Clackamas Community College. My parents gave me an ultimatum. They said, you can go to OSU, that would be great, but it's going to cost you a ton of money. And or you get Clackamas Community College free because your mom works here. We'll give you a place to live. We'll buy you a computer. We'll do everything that you need for you. And grandma gave all the grandkids a little bit of money for college as well. And so on top of having free college, I had grandma's money to pay for books and get a car. So it really was not a choice. It was definitely the way to go.
Oh, Franca gave you guys money?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. She gave all the grandkids. I hope.
She gave you just like outed her right now, like favorite grandkid.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that if you, and I think it was like every year you went to college, you got a sum of money to help you with college.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So you went to community college for 2 years.
Yeah, I was really excited to start community college. I started a Kiwanis club in community college. And it just, this boyfriend was super distracting and not a good person.
Not me.
Not you. No.
The this other is Brian. Old one.
Yeah. And then we broke up, started dating Derek, and then met you. But I met you halfway through college and we both got through. And I thought that I had graduated. I walked, but I needed one more PE credit. And even though I had walked...
So you need like 90 credits to graduate, right? Yeah. You had like 89.
Yeah, I needed that one PE credit. And I had tried to take PE like 3 different times, and I just didn't like any of them. So I stopped going to those classes.
What did you take for PE?
I started out with modern dance right out of high school, because I was a dancer in high school.
And how did you not finish a modern dance class?
It was really hard.
You were a dancer for like a million years.
I know, it was really hard. And I was having asthma attacks and... So then I went to Tai Chi, and Tai Chi didn't work out because it just kind of made me nauseous. And then I went to bowling, and I wasn't even on a bowling league when I did the bowling thing.
Like you couldn't have gotten any easier course like bowling.
But it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't want to go, and it's not a good excuse.
So you didn't?
So the kids listening to this, it's not a good excuse.
So you didn't finish.
I didn't finish any of my PE credits, but I walked and I married you. And I still hadn't finished that credit.
Right.
And I kept saying, when are we going to have kids?
Right.
And what did you say?
I don't remember why it kept coming up. Because this was years later, right? I mean, it was... Yeah. I think I told you we couldn't have kids until you finished your college degree because you were so close. And if we had kids, you were never going to finish.
You're like, that's not good follow through. That's not being a good role model. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. So I called the school and I said,
okay, so this is, you've stopped going to school. I mean,
this is like 4 years later.
This is like 4 years later. You've just, you're done with your college experience.
Yep. I have an associate's degree in general with
emphasis. Which you don't at this point.
Yeah.
So you call the school and you're like, you're essentially like, my husband is making me finish this one bowling credit.
Yes. And they said, oh, you got a D in that class and that's passing. So all you have to do is send us this much money and we'll send you your diploma. And so I had waited 4 years when I had my diploma already.
Didn't you essentially stop going to that class?
Yeah, I stopped going to that class.
Like you like literally didn't go for like the last 5 weeks and somehow still got a D?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a miracle.
So you graduated, you had your degree, you just didn't know it for like literally 4 years.
Yes. I am a college graduate with an associate's degree.
Do you remember taking me to meet your mom at when she worked at the college?
Yeah. She had that office in the center there. And
you were like, I don't know, we were having lunch or just walking through and you're like, oh, we should go. It was the first time I ever met your mom.
Yeah.
You're like, you should go meet my mom. And so you take me in and I meet your mom. Hi, nice to meet you kind of thing. And you must have told her that I was Catholic. Somehow she knew. Did that come up?
I'm sure it did. I mean, because that was important to me.
She, like, I've literally met this woman for like 5 minutes and she says, oh, you know, Angela's Catholic. You can take her to church, which is like what every 18-year-old boy wants to hear. Like, I want to take my girlfriend to church.
We did go to church together.
It was just funny. Like, that was the first thing on her mind, not like, what classes are you taking? Not like, do you have a good job?
She was probably thrilled because my track record for guys since like fifth grade was not great. So
the fact, so that's probably a good point. Yeah. So that was probably like, I was already a step ahead because I was, okay.
Yep.
I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
Anything else on your college experience? So you ended up graduating, you had an associate degree in business?
It's in general studies, but with a business emphasis. Yeah.
Okay. And your job now, you've done all kinds of retail managerial stuff related to that field.
Yes, definitely. It was such a big help, and including now working for a small business. Yeah.
A lot of the people I interviewed like have degrees and things that they're totally unrelated to what they're doing now. So it's just interesting to hear.
Yeah.
All right. Last question. What was the worst thing you ever did to one of your siblings or vice versa? Did you ever get them in trouble, rat them out? Did you ever pull a crazy prank on them?
Goodness, no. I'm a really nice person. I'm sure Amanda has some stories, but I don't remember.
You never got her in trouble as a kid?
I'm sure I did, but not like anything major. I can't think of...
Oh, I know it. Okay.
I know that what she did to me one time, but...
Sure, it's either way.
Either way, yeah. I remember I had a couple friends over. We were up in the loft upstairs, and she threw a pencil at me and like hit me in the eye. And I threw the biggest tantrum, and it was all on me. I threw the biggest tantrum and yelling and screaming at her. And my friends were like, oh, we are not staying for this. And they left. And I was like, don't go. I will be better. But yeah, and I was so mad at her after that because she had made my friends leave. But it was really, looking back, my fault because I threw a big hissy fit over it.
So you don't have any stories about picking on her?
I'm sure I picked on her. I'm sure I did, but I don't. Amanda will tell you my memory of my childhood is not great.
Hmm.
I don't remember a whole lot from like our interactions.
She said that you used to just pick on her mercilessly and you guys did not get along at all. She said you knew exactly how to make her cry and poke her and call her a loser and tell her she didn't have friends or whatever. And just like really, she was like, she was terrible to me. And then, so this is, leading question. And then she said, were you 3 years apart? Were you a senior when she was a freshman?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She said that, and then all of a sudden, when she was a freshman and you were a senior, so you're finally going to high school again.
Mm-hmm.
She said all of a sudden you totally flipped and you were super nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like you invited her to sit at the senior table and she was like...
Yeah. She ate lunch with us in the senior hall.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Well,
so do you remember like just one night deciding to be nice to her when you were mean to her before?
No, I think I just matured at that point and I just think it was fun to have her. I mean, we still made fun of her. We called her freshman. I mean, nobody called her by her first name. They called her freshman. And so I think it was more novelty that I had a freshman sister and we could call her freshman and she would come hang out with us. And, you know, I probably felt some responsibility for her being a freshman and me being a senior at the school.
So. I mean, that seems like a small price to pay to hang out with the senior kids. If I was a freshman, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
exactly.
Kind of, I mean, that's cool, right?
Yeah.
I would imagine. I don't
Absolutely.
Know.
Yeah. No, it was, yeah, she's, from then on, I think we started to like each other a lot better. But I think personally with me that I've just matured even until like within the last 5 years of just being a nicer person. And I don't think I was a very nice person when I was in elementary school through freshman year of high school, probably to sophomore year of high school.
Well, you're a pretty nice person now.
I hope so. I really try.
You're making up for the past.
Yeah.
All right. The last half question I have is there an interesting family story that you think I should ask someone that we should get recorded while the getting's good? And if the answer is no, that's fine. But is there a rumor or something you've heard like, oh, I really wonder if that's true or you want to hear the real
there's,
story?
There's a, and you've probably talked to all these people already, but you haven't talked to Joel, and I, you know, would hope that Joel would want to do this someday. But
no pressure, Joel.
There's a story that Meryl and Kit had a brand new house, and Joel and I were very close in age. We woke up in the middle of the night and drew in lipstick all over the walls. And so I'm sure that's a true story.
Oh, I have heard that in passing.
Yeah, my mom liked to tell that story.
Do you remember how old you were?
We had him in like 10, maybe.
So you don't remember it?
No, I don't remember it at all. So maybe even younger than that.
Okay.
Because I don't remember it at all. And then
is Joel older than you?
Joel is, I think I am September and he's October. I can't remember because Aaron's right there too. We're all born in 1980.
So Joel may not remember either.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we can ask Joel. We can ask Meryl too.
Yeah, we can ask Meryl. And
all right. I'll write that down.
The other one was that Nana lived to like 103 because she had a an egg yolk and a glass of wine every day. And so, and then Grandma would take all the egg whites from the egg yolk, when she separated the eggs and freeze them. And then they would have angel food cake. You know, when she had enough egg whites to make the angel food cake, but that Nana had an egg yolk every morning and a glass of red wine every night. And that was what contributed her to live so long.
I've definitely heard you say that a bunch of times. I don't know if I've heard that from anybody else. So if you're out there listening and you can corroborate that, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all I have. Anything else you want to add that I didn't ask or any other stories you want to tell that are.
No, I think that is it. Thank you for doing this and taking your time on a vacation.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.